One of the episodes that we're going to talk about when we make it into the radio version of it, I'm going to call it Lizard Lizard on the Wall. And it's the Demon Files episode where you guys went into Leanne Bosworth's house and ultimately determined that there was this mirror that had been left there from a previous occupant. But I was going to tell to talk to you about this, Sean, about this thing that you saw in that house. But before then, because I like to get the terms straight. So I don't want to call you a paranormal investigator. I don't want to call you a demonologist or a medium or anything. So what should we refer to you as?
I mean, obviously, I do investigate the paranormal. I mean, being taught by Ralph, I've been taught how to be a demonologist. So I guess I play a little bit of the face card of a few things. But most importantly, I want to be able to help people and souls through, you know, spirituality in every single way that I can. That's the most important part that I like to bring to the forefront.
Okay. Now, I want to, Ralph, you good with that?
Yeah, you know, I consider Sean a demonologist.
Okay.
Because he approaches it from a religious point of view. He's not, he doesn't approach it just from a scientific point of view. And I would consider paranormal investigators, a form of science. Then, you know, years ago, we used to call them parapsychologists.
Right.
And the only parapsychologists that I knew of were actually people from universities, from colleges. And it just seemed to have exploded where, you know, anybody with a tape recorder can now, become a paranormal investigator by going into locations and getting EVPs with technology. You know, we've become more sophisticated. But I would consider anyone who approaches this from a religious point of view, and not a paranormal investigator, but more of a demonologist. And you know what? It's just we have people out there that are just too title crazy. You know, they want to attach a title to their name. And the only reason why I consider myself a demonologist is because when I would do interviews and when I got into the public eye, they would say, "Well, what do we call you?" And I wanted to distinguish myself from the paranormal, aspect, because basically, you know, it's when you're dealing with the demonic, you have to deal with it from a religious point of view. The name, the term demonology has a negative connotation to it, you know, unless people know who you are and they understand where you're coming from. You know, religious demonologist is even a better title for, you know, for this type of field.
Okay. So, Sean, I wanted to start the day off with, I want to describe a show that now you guys, the Demon Files, was on Destination America, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so there's a new show that's on the Travel Channel, which is its sister channel. I don't know if it doesn't matter if you're familiar with it, because I'm going to describe something that happened on it. I just want to get your comments on it. It's called A Haunting, and I think it's on the Travel Channel. Have you seen either one of you? I know Ralph doesn't bother with watching this kind of stuff on TV, but Sean, maybe you're familiar with it.
Well, obviously, I mean, before I even got involved in the paranormal field to any level, those are the types of documentaries that I would watch. And to be honest with you, it really fascinated me, and I really brought such validity to the people that were telling their stories. I was very interested, and I believed in what these people were experiencing, and it drew me into the fascination of it before I got involved. So I actually do like some of those stories. It helps us be aware of the type of scenarios that could take place for people when they experience all these different diversified types of hauntings.
Okay. So there's a particular story that, and I just watched this about 10 days ago, and I think it was the debut of this, a haunting show on the Travel Channel. And my wife and I watched this, and I went, that's what Ralph is talking about.